In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am old enough to remember that when the phone rang at home, you answered it because you didn't know who was calling. You didn't know if it was important or not. The main phone was mounted on the wall, and the receiver was connected with a curly wire. It was a great step forward at our house growing up when we got a 10-foot cord on the kitchen phone, because then you could at least get out of the kitchen and go down and sit on the steps to the basement and close the door and have a little privacy when you were on the phone. But when the phone rang, you answered it. Not so much nowadays. My phone rings, I look to see who's calling. Someone I know? An unknown number? Potential spam? If I don't want to answer it, I swipe down. Now, talking on the phone, which we did quite a bit as teenagers, is not so popular today. Kids don't call each other now. They text, they message, they Snapchat each other. I don't know if it's Snapchat or just snap each other. I'm not even sure the right term there. But it's easy to ignore someone because you know who the message is coming from. And when you've been texting or messaging someone and they stop texting back, what's that called? Ghosting. The modern silent treatment. You've reached out to someone and they don't respond. And that's not a good feeling. In our gospel reading today, the Canaanite woman gets some of this from Jesus. Jesus is visiting a foreign area of Tyre and Sidon, and this woman comes to him crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." Now, Jesus is in an ongoing battle against Satan and his demons. This seems like a great opportunity for Jesus to defeat the devil and bring peace and healing to this woman's daughter. But Jesus did not answer her a word. This desperate mother is asking for help, and Jesus remains silent. That's a feeling that is all too familiar for so many of us. You cry out to God for help, and God remains silent. You're at the bedside of your critically ill spouse or parent or child, and it feels like God is ghosting you. You pray for God to send you a good Christian man or woman to be your spouse, and God seems to be silent. You pray for help to get a better job, and it appears that God does not care. And that is not a good feeling. We don't like unanswered questions, and this lesson leaves us with many. What is the woman thinking? What is the disciples' tone of voice? Why is Jesus silent? We don't get answers to these questions, which makes it so much like life. There are many questions for which we do not get answers. We certainly have learned that lesson during this pandemic time. But there is one question that is clearly answered by the gospel reading today. What does great faith believe about Jesus? We can find this answer because in this reading from Matthew 15, we meet a woman of whom Jesus says she has great faith. What does great faith believe about Jesus? Great faith knows who Jesus is. The Canaanite woman calls Jesus Lord. In the Gospel of Matthew, only the disciples call Jesus Lord, and here this woman refers to him as Lord. And the Gentile woman also calls him Son of David. She knows who Jesus is. She knows Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy that the Messiah is going to come from the house of David. In Isaiah 11:1, Isaiah writes, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." Jesse is the father of King David. Jesus is descended from the house and line of David. Great faith knows who Jesus is. The Canaanite woman knows Jesus is Lord, and she is not. She also knows that Jesus has something for her. Jesus does not answer her first request, but she does not give up. She continues to make the request to the disciples, and they just want her to go away. Jesus' disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." The woman knows who Jesus is, and she knows Jesus has something for her. Jesus answers this Gentile woman, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Whoa, Jesus. I thought you were one of the nice guys. What are you doing telling this woman that because she is a Gentile, she's a dog and she doesn't deserve good things? Jesus rebukes her, but the Canaanite woman knows that Jesus is Lord and she is not. She knows that Jesus has something for her, and we know this from how she responds to him. She says, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Now, a quick note on the translation of her response. The ESV, the English Standard Version Bible, and all other English translations all translate her response as "Yes, Lord, yet," or "Yes, Lord, but." The Greek words here used are kai gar. And they're used together in 40 places in the Bible, but only here is it ever translated as an adversative, as in something in opposition. "I know, but." Only here is it translated like that. The much better translation, and consistent where how it else is translated, is "Yes, Lord, for even the dogs eat from the crumbs that are falling from their master's table." The woman is not arguing with Jesus. She is agreeing with Jesus. The Canaanite woman knows who Jesus is, and she knows that he gives in such abundance that crumbs are more than enough. Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Great faith knows who Jesus is. Great faith knows that Jesus is Lord and you are not. Great faith knows that Jesus has something for you. However, what God has for you may not be something that you think you want. Great faith knows that you belong to Jesus. Great faith knows that you are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Great faith has the peace that is beyond understanding. Great faith knows that even in the midst of God's silence, his promises remain in effect. Great faith knows that one day God will bring full healing. Great faith looks for the resurrection of the dead on the last day. Great faith knows that promise is still in place and it will happen. As you look to receive the Lord's gifts today in his word and in his body and blood, you have great faith. You know who Jesus is and you know he has something for you. You have great faith. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.